नमोम विष्णु पदाय कृष्णा प्रस्ताय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नित्य नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी अस्कत्यादि सतारिणे जय श्री ताप्त कंचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुति देवी प्रणमामि हरिभ्ये हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबन्धु मदत्पदे गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधरा शिवासरी गो भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे वेलकम टू द सेक्रेट फॉरेस्ट ऑफ गेवावाद इट इज अ फॉरेस्ट where the confidential pastimes of Radha and Krishna here in Vashana are taking place. Maybe the best introduction to Gevavan is Madan Mohan Brijpasi, a very old devotee of Krishna. He is more than 80 years old. He has helped our movement in many ways and is a resident of Vrindavan. And every day, although he is so old, he takes a broom in his hand. It's called a jaru. It's a short broom. He has to bend low to use it. And for 3 days, three hours, he sweeps the forest here, the pathways, the steps to Man Mandir. I asked him, "You're so old, Madan Mohan Brijpasi. Why are you doing this?" And he came forward. And he whispered in my ear. I don't understand Brijpasi, but there was, so my translator had to put the ear very close to my ear to hear. He said, "Radharani is walking here, and I want to sweep the path. Maybe one day Radharani is merciful to me. Maybe one day." And as he said this, tears came in his eyes. One day, Radha might show me her mercy. This is Gevavan. It's a place where Radha and Krishna are present today, or in the language of Raghunath Das Goswami, even today, Appi Adya or Apyadya, the divine couple roam about in Vrindavan through the various forests to perform their loving pastimes. Now, our first introduction to Radha and Krishna, or the first form in which Radha and Krishna come to a conditioned soul, are in their divine names. The Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, means O Radha. And then, O Krishna, please engage me in your service. It's technically a Yugal Mantra. Yugal means the combined form of the divine couple. They are together in this mantra. And they can be met for the first time, first meeting in this these divine names. These divine names we hear from the Padma Purana are non-different from Krishna, because binatvang nama namino, the named and the name, those who is addressed by a name and the name through which we address that person, they are binatvang, they are not separated, they are not different from each other. The holy name can be recognized on three levels. The first level is the alphabetic form of the holy name. There you see, don't have it here, the holy name written down in letters, like we have in our very nice place, in our Radha Krishna Hall, where we have conducted the first day yesterday. There are these two beautiful blue banners, and there is Hare Krishna, nice letters. This is the first perception of the holy name. A name which is written, and which is like the name as we have here in this world. This is the beginning stage. The next stage is, it's called the Adidevika stage, where you see the sound vibration of the holy name as a certain energy. Like sometimes we come to a room in which devotees chant, and we feel a very blissful energy. I noticed you came from the Indian bus ride through the bumpy roads of this village, Chitsoli, and you were a little bit shaken. And when your faces were before these doors, they were a little shaken. The ear was here, and the eye was here, and the nose was here, maybe, and looked a little interesting. But when you entered the hall as the devotees were singing, you could feel an energy which transformed you, and you smiled and you came back together in one piece. So this is the Adidevika level, sound vibration as which you perceive as a clear energy doing something with you. Adibhotika is the very beginning stage of perception of the holy name, just letters. Adidevika is a little higher, the energy of the holy name. And Adhyatmika is the level where we wish to come to. It is where we see the personality of the holy name. Where when we chant Hare Krishna, Krishna's form, his qualities like his mercifulness and his gratefulness, kritagya, and his kirti, his glorious nature. We think about this. Oh, Krishna. The name, the qualities, and then finally some great souls see Radha and Krishna in the full bloom activities of Leela. So, why is it so difficult, you could ask, to perceive this third level? I can perceive the letters, but I cannot always perceive the personality. Well, Rupa Goswami has written a verse to us where he says, what is the difficulties which we have? Sat Krishna Nama Charita Disita Bhyavidya Pito Patapta Rasanasya Narochikanu Kintvadarat Anudinam Kalushai Vajoshta Svadvikramat Bhavatitat Gadamulahantri. Jiva Goswami says that we are sick, so sick. We are ill. We have a disease. And because of this disease, we cannot taste the sweetness of the name. We cannot perceive that this is Radha Krishna. But he gives a remedy which cures the disease and brings us to the level. Hare Krishna. He says, the holy name, character, pastime and activities of Krishna are all transcendentally sweet like sugar candy. Raghunath Goswami says, yes, this is true. Take the name of Radha, that's nectar. Take the name of Krishna, that's like condensed milk, and then mix it with the ice of your affection, and then this drink, O greedy tongue, drink this drink again and again. But we are not yet there. We are here. Although the tongue of one afflicted by the jaundice of avidya, ignorance, cannot taste anything sweet, isn't it wonderful that simply by carefully chanting these sweet names every day, a natural relish awakens within one's tongue, and one's disease is gradually destroyed at the very root, finished, out, uprooted. So although we cannot taste the name yet, the name is so merciful that he is the remedy, the medicinal cure for our millions of lifetimes of avidya, or ignorance and separateness from Krishna. And as you become more and more engaged in the singing the names, especially in the association of devotees in Sankirtan, gradually the disease will go, the bitterness of ignorance will go more and more down, and more the revelation of Krishna's name and form and pastimes come. It's like a scale. And another, in Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's writing, is compared like a scale. Do you know what is a scale? In Deutsch, eine Waage. No, Waage. As you put more weight on one side, that side goes down and the other side comes up. So as you put more weight on the chanting of the holy name, your ignorance will go down and your avidya will go down. And as a result, a very good result will come. That is, your realization of Krishna will come up. It will go higher and higher and higher. Now you might ask, what conditions favor, in my case, the gradually rising of the holy name, the sun of the holy name that it rises in my heart? Is there anything which is favorable to this? As I'm speaking, I need Gaura Hari to, we will soon sing. And there are conditions which favor the full revelation, or the let us speak of a gradual revelation of the holy name. Yesterday, in our humility workshop, we understood dainatva, or humility, to be one good condition which favors the revelation of the holy name. And we gave a few practical guidelines how to access this. According to Mahaprabhu, we should practice tolerance, tolerating others, tolerating the weather, tolerating sometimes even ourselves. You know, not that we indulge in, but we say, okay, we know you're wretched, but I still practice Krishna consciousness with full strength. Today I would like to introduce two other conditions. Bhaktivinoda Thakur speaks about an inner connection as being favorable, making a sambandha when you sing. Connect with Krishna. Like in this wonderful shloka where it says, Krishna, for so many long years in this material world, I have forgotten you. But today I'm turning to you as your sincere and serious servant. Please accept me. You can do this in Gevavan. Just look behind you. Look at this wonderful forest with the flowers in full bloom. You know, look at these desire trees who have seen the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and so on. This is really the Udipan, the place to do like this, to connect with Radha and Krishna. I'm now here sitting in your kingdom. Please give me your mercy. There was once a barber's wife. Barber means someone who cuts the hair and the nails and so on. This was a Muslim barber. Not barber, barber. Is it? Do I say it correctly in English? Barber. Barber. His wife was called Radha. She must have come from a Hindu background, and there was an interracial marriage. But she was not very chaste, so she ran away with another person after some time. And this man, this barber, was so absolutely distracted with pain in his heart that he looked for her everywhere. And he thought, maybe my wife comes from a Hindu background. She then turned Muslim when we married. But maybe she has run off to a sacred pilgrimage place. Maybe she's in Vasana. So he came to Vasana and went this same road here and called out, Radha, Radha, Radha. Thinking of his wife who had run away with someone else. So the real Radharani was hearing this desperate calling of this poor man, you know. And she turned to Lalita Sakhi and said, who is calling for me so desperately? So Lalita went and came back with the news. Oh, you wouldn't like to see him. He doesn't believe in these things. He is it's a barber who's cutting nails and hairs for money, and he looks dirty, and he cries, but not for you, but for his wife. Radharani, who is Karunamayi, means her heart is full of compassion, but a certain type of compassion, a compassion which is undeserved by qualification. It is, Rupa Goswami writes in Radha Patati, that your heart, Radharani, is like soft butter which melts when you see the misery, the hot misery of someone else. So Radha thought, well, he is suffering so much and he has come to my forest and he calls my name. He has caught my attention. Bring this Baba, you know, let us call him hair cutter, then you know. Bring this hair cutter to me. And he, Lalita, was thinking about my Ishwari is so compassionate that he really doesn't deserve it. But Radha very strongly said again, I request you, bring him to me. So when the barber or the haircutter was brought by Lalita, Lalita took a form of a little girl and said, I will bring you to someone who knows about Radha. And she brought him there. Can you bring me to my Radha? Yes, said Lalita, I bring you to your Radha, the real Radha. And when the haircutter was bled in the divine presence of Radharani, his material conditionings just fell off and he could recognize, this is my true beloved, my true Ishwari, and surrendered fully to the to Srimati Radharani. So, I request you to meditate. If already Radharani is merciful when one chants her name without intention, how much more, this is the Kumutikika logic, huh, will Radharani be merciful when you chant with the intention to obtain her? Puri Jam Prabhu, he has informed us yesterday, if already Narayan was coming, sending his Vishnu Dutas, when Ajamil called his son, how much more will the Lord take notice of someone who consciously chants? So this is called connection, huh? Sambandha. And the second thing which I would like to say is offer your singing as seva, kirtan seva, as opposed to kirtan enjoyment. Kirtan seva. I would like to give you a few guidelines to make your stay here very successful. Use your time during this kirtan singing efficiently. That means give it as much as possible of your time. We recommend 8 hours. Tell yourself again and again, I'm sitting here to please Radha and Krishna. Make a conscious endeavor to do this kirtan seva for their pleasure. I would like to also say, let us sit compactly. We might even need to squeeze in a little bit more, but as we squeeze in, we will squeeze up. And there is a terrace where you can, as you squeeze, you can go. No, there is a natural staircase also. Not this one, but from the back you can come here. No one should be turned away. Everyone should be greeted. Be very respectful to the residents here. The monkeys, do not frighten them and do not throw stones at them. Just pretend you will throw a stone on them when the occasion arises. We need the blessings of the residents of the sacred forest here. I also want to recommend to you something which came up yesterday in Burijan Prabhu's class. past the border of your mind. Don't stay in the mind, you know. Therefore, sometimes kirtan leaders will say to you, chant from your heart. It means don't think any longer. Just be there. Offer some devotion for Krishna. Something technically has to be said. Play instruments only if you have become an expert in karatals and medangas. Sometimes devotees take kartals and they do not respect the speed. They are already at the end of the kirtan, when the kirtan has just begun, and then an almost intolerable situation arises for those who lead the kirtans or play the instruments. It's worse than death, bitten by 1,000 scorpions. So if one kirtan leader looks at you with eyes full of pain, please put your instruments down do not become hurt in your ego. You might like to take instrument classes when you come home to learn this. It's really a science. The kartals, drummers, big accomplished drummers like Ginger Baker have told me personally, this beat is very hard to catch. You know, it's really the topmost of the drummers have told me personally, I can't play this. You know, it has a certain subtlety in it. Good. Let us now start. For 15 more minutes, and then the next kirtan leader please gets ready.